This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 9th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Shy at first, feds cozy up to sites. Talk of taking it to the next level. Muscling up to fight muscles. Water supply committee launches and time for U.S. to lead FAO, ag groups say. Backers of the proposed sites reservoir say they are continuing to press for additional federal funding after earlier hesitation of Washington, slowing progress on the long-planned water storage project. Speaking at a State Board of Food and Agriculture meeting last week, Sites Project Authority Chair Fritz Durst explained that initially the federal government did not want to participate in constructing the reservoir, but a feasibility study then found, quote, huge opportunities to preserve cold water in Lake Shasta and use sites to release the water for salmon spawning in April and May. Those benefits were enough to justify as much as a 25% share of the construction costs, said Durst. But the federal portion is currently at 9%, and the administration is looking to push that to 16%. We're working with them, he said. We're doing our job back in Washington, D.C., trying to get more funding to get them up to that 16% level. Durst is also a board trustee for the Reclamation District 108 in the Sacramento Valley. The district initially planned for 20,000 acre feet of annual outflow from sites, but trimmed that to just 500 acre feet with the initial tepid federal response. Durst is now hoping the pending additional commitment will revive that number, which will help the spring flooding of rice fields. The total federal allocation for the $7 billion project currently adds up to $780 million, while California is contributing more than $1 billion through the 2014 Proposition 1 water bond. Local agencies and districts will account for the bulk of the cost at around $5 billion. California officials are intensifying efforts to contain invasive mussels after the species was first detected in the Delta in 2024, raising alarms for agriculture, water infrastructure, and ecosystems. Scientists warn the Food and Agriculture Board that the golden mussel can rapidly colonize pipes, pumps, and other water infrastructure. The invasion is still early, but could accelerate quickly. Growers and water managers are already seeing infrastructure impacts in some locations, including clogged filters and pipelines connected to water conveyance systems. The issue also surfaced at a Senate Budget Committee hearing where lawmakers revived a proposal to expand the state's response. The governor's budget calls for 8 permanent positions at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and $20 million from the Proposition 4 climate bond, supporting monitoring, inspections, outreach programs aimed at stopping the overland spread of mussels on watercraft and equipment. Officials warned that nearly all freshwater systems in California could support the species if it spreads, because there are no environmentally safe methods to eradicate invasive mussels once established. Containment and prevention are now the state's primary strategy. They're encouraging farmers to, quote, start looking proactively at how they manage their operations and for ways to better protect irrigation systems when replacing components. California officials are launching a stakeholder advisory committee to help shape implementation of SB 72, a new law aimed at bolstering the state's water supply. The members come from agriculture, urban water agencies, businesses, local governments, tribes, labor, and environmental groups as well. Among the participants is California Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jennifer Barrera, who said that, quote, few issues are as vital as ensuring that we have the water needed to keep our community strong and our economy growing. Also included, Aaron Fukada from the Tulare Irrigation District Alexandra Beering from the California Farm Bureau, Anja Radabaugh from Western United Dairies, Canon Michael from the Bowles Farming Company, David Guy from the Northern California Water Association. Another notable name on the list is Chuck Bonham, who recently stepped down as CDFW director to lead the California branch of the Nature Conservancy. The advisory group expected to begin public hearings this spring as the Department of Water Resources develops the 2028 plan and identifies strategies such as storage, conservation, and groundwater recharge to meet the state's supply targets. Almost 100 agriculture groups and companies from across the sector are urging the Trump administration to back a U.S. candidate to lead the U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization. In a letter to President Donald Trump on Friday, shared exclusively with AgriPulse, the coalition argues that current Deputy Director General Ben Bechdahl could reform the organization to better support U.S. ag. An American has not led the FAO in more than 70 years, even as the United States remains the largest financial contributor, the letter reads. With Beth at the helm, FAO becomes a practical tool for delivering results for rural America. China's Chu Dongyu is currently director general of the organization. His final term ends in the summer of 2027 when there will be an election by secret ballot for a new DG. An American has not led the organization since the 1950s. In recent decades, the position has been filled by other nationalities to provide some balance to U.S. leadership and other programs, including the World Food Program. This is the moment for the United States to back a candidate who will strengthen science-based policies and expand opportunities for trade in U.S. dairy products, Nicholas Garner told AgriPulse in an email. Garner is Senior Vice President for Multilateral Affairs at the U.S. Dairy Export Council, one of the signatories. Europe also has its eye on the FAO top spot. It's been 50 years as well since a European led the organization. The Irish government said last week its nominee, former European Union Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan, has the backing of EU partners. Here's today's final word. So there's nothing out there that likes to eat them? Maybe the nutria? That Don Cameron, he's president of the State Board of Food and Agriculture, making light of two unstoppable invasive species threats to Delta water systems, mussels and nutria. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 9th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.